It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, we're back once again here on WWGH. And with me, of course, is Janine Williams.
And Derek lost, had to live.
We lost Spencer. And not Spencer.
Derek.
Derek. I get to, anything with Spencer. Derek Jensen, yeah. Yeah, and don't forget what he said about accessing the internet to rent...
To use the adaptive bicycle program, yes. mtgabikes@gmail.com.
Now, how many people are going to remember that?
Well, the way he said was Marion Tallgrass, I don't know what the G is for, adaptive bikes. Marion Tallgrass, yeah. TG. Marion Tallgrass Adaptive Bikes.
You know, I'm thinking back of Tradio.
Can you tell me the number of that washing machine?
You said people don't.
Tradio was a unique experience when I moved to Marion.
Now, here's Mr. Swap Shop.
I had never heard of Tradio when I moved to Marion
right?
in 80.
Yeah.
And that and... the noon obituary briefs, do they still do those?
We do deaths, yeah, four times a day.
Here. Okay. I remember being out on home calls and had the car radio on, and obituary briefs came on, and I had never experienced that before.
Oh, yeah. They stopped obituary briefs on MRN a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Tradio was always...
And we were warned... We were never to say no flowers.
Oh. If that was the person's request?
And not coming through too good?
Let's see.
Do we have
hello
papers?
There.
I think you're good now.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, oh, I can hear better.
I need to be closer here, right? Okay. We're moving too much, Charlie.
But anyhow, oh, yeah. Well, I remember one time we said the family does not... want flowers, and boy, we got a call from a flower shop immediately. Don't you ever do that again.
But some people don't want flowers.
I know, yeah. We were just honoring those
people.
Awesome. We have a phone call. Yes, phone call. Go ahead. Terry, are you there?
Uh-oh. Call back.
Terry. Well, that's strange.
Maybe they'll call back, Charlie. So I have the November schedule.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At the Tallgrass Trail.
Starting with the
Monday the 4th.
Yeah.
That's this coming Monday already. Can you believe it?
Yeah,
tomorrow's November.
Yes.
And James is doing a program up at Myers Woods at 4 p.m. Monday doing wildlife tracking. Oh, our caller's back.
Yeah. Let's see here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
You fixed it. I was going to call to tell you your mic is way down low.
I wonder what happened. Scott came in and tweaked something up because I was writing at the same level as I always did.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
do we sound better now?
Yeah, you sound like you're coming right out of my computer.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you get in there?
How do I get in the computer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
It's magic.
If you look around the side, there's a little hole. There's a little hole there.
okay.
And you stick, you start, and you sharpen a pencil and stick in that hole, then you hit it with a hammer.
Well, I see you guys in there. You're tiny.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya.
Thanks.
Isn't that weird?
That is wild. Yeah. So, and Myers Woods is up actually on
the county,
county line.
Yeah. On the other side of Myers Woods is the Killdeer.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a 5-acre parcel.
And just trails, isn't it?
And we have a trail, a loop trail that will loop around. And back in there, there is also a picnic table so you can sit down and rest and watch and listen.
Oh, laugh and scratch.
Laugh and scratch. There you go. So Thursday, the 7th, it's the Talk Turkey program at the Caledonia Branch Library at 4:30.
A Talk Turkey program?
Come and learn about the unique bird. Now, James is partnering with the Marion Public Library.
Oh, they're going to
bring
a turkey?
And is doing the programs. Well, I don't know. He does have some turkey parts.
Yes, that's right.
I remember on James's initial interview with us, he came in with a camo backpack.
Yeah.
Which I was like, okay, that looks like a naturalist.
Yeah.
And as he was talking to us, and we were asking questions, and he was answering, and as appropriate, he had no idea what we were going to ask him, but he is pulling things out of this backpack, one of which was a turkey foot.
Oh.
And he had several things on the desk there, and then he said, if we wanted to touch them, and I'm like, I don't think so. And Dan's like, sure, pass them around. So I got to hold a turkey foot.
You know, when Dan first started, I gave him a turkey collar that I made. It's a square box with a cord in it. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember your turkey collars.
Yeah. I used to take that on our bird watch, and I was able to call a bunch of woodpeckers with it.
In the woods
is just south of where the bike trail would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's on the 7th. He'll do that at the Caledonia Branch Library in Caledonia there.
That's right on the square.
On the square. Yeah. And then the 9th, as we said earlier, was the Indian Trail Interpretive Sign Dedication at 2.
I think it is Louis Nye. I think. Louis Nye.
What?
The Indian. Or is that?
Willis Nye. Willis will be in the Native American Guard.
Louis Knight was a comedian.
Yeah, I was thinking that. and then also Zoni Compton.
Oh, the Indian.
And the Native American.
Yeah.
And she will be doing a blessing ceremony, which I'm looking forward to.
I've seen Willis do a blessing, Indian blessing.
Neat.
Yeah.
But that, and like I said, that will be at the by the Big Island Wildlife Area on Route 203 at the trail. And there is a gravel parking lot to the south of the trail.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Willis is really
this is fascinating.
Deeply involved in Indian lore, yeah. Wow.
And what's really neat is, you know, there are at least, like I said, the 6 trails that cross the 12.4 miles. And some of them were alternate routes that would have taken higher ground for when the original trails were flooded.
Really?
Which tends to happen in the springtime.
Yeah, every year, yeah.
Yes, so I thought that was real interesting. And another thing, when they were verifying where these trails actually crossed,
yes,
the Tallgrass Trail, is they, because the lore was, okay, well, the trail went by such and so and so's house.
Yeah.
So they got the old tax records to find out where was so and so's house.
Yeah.
To see where the trail ran.
Yeah. Now, this is interesting because on the Kokosin Gap Bike Trail, there's a big sign there, Owl Creek Trail. The Owl Creek Trail came up here. Yeah. Willis is, he's mapped that out.
It's really interesting, the interconnectedness.
Oh, yes.
That we think of back in those days, they didn't have the immediacy of the phones, the cell phones and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But they were sure connected.
They sure were. Now, up in Grand Township.
Okay.
I used to go, that was my first birding thing. And it was pointed out to me, and I could see the ruts from Conestoga wagons still in the ground.
Wow.
It
Those
was
had
old,
to be
It was
so
an old trail.
Heavy.
Yeah. And the ruts were still there after over 100 years,
mm-hmm.
150 years probably.
Probably more than that.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
We're coming up on 2020, Charlie.
Yeah. Hey, that's right. I would love to, and I can't, Dick Johnson, who pointed that out, is passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew all the history of the area, Grand Township.
Wow, that's really neat. Okay, so moving to the next week, on the Thursday the 14th, James will take his turkey program to the Prospect branch of the library at 4:30. Friday,
yeah.
He's doing the branch libraries.
Well, so, that's good, yeah.
So Friday the 15th at 8 a.m., they're doing bird watching. And Charlie, this is in your neck of the woods.
Yes,
because
it is.
It's right there at Paradise Nature Preserve.
Right. Yeah.
So
in the warm weather, it's Mosquitoville.
That, well, you shouldn't have that problem this time of year.
No, not at all.
And
but
then,
I've canoed that area and been there many, many times. Yeah.
Yeah. But let's see, the 18th, Monday the 18th, he's doing bird watching at Greenspur. Off of 203 and Route 4.
That's right. That's a piece of land that John Watkins donated.
Yes.
Yeah.
He donated the matching for that. Yes. For the, and that will be at 4 p.m. And that's got the lake. And we also have at Greenspur, just talking about volunteerism and the wonderful youth that do volunteering.
Yes, yes.
We have... Elgin students that will be doing some cleanup at Greenspur.
Good, yeah.
And some spots on the trail that go through their area. And they've been wonderful supporters over the years with the Tallgrass
yeah,
Trail.
Thank goodness they've been inspired quite a bit through their teachers and other
Their teacher,
projects.
And I'm drawing a blank on his name right now, but he
yeah.
is a great, he is a I great influence
mean, yeah.
for those kids.
Yes. So important.
Yes. On Thursday the 21st, we will have the park board, our monthly park board meeting at noon. We meet downstairs in the prospect room at the Marion County Building.
Right behind the diagonal stripes.
Right behind the reverse diagonal
yeah.
stripes. And everyone is welcome to come. You know, you can come to one of our park board meetings. We welcome visitors.
Yeah, that's right. It's a public...
it's a public yeah. meeting, and we do welcome visitors. And
but that same day, you've got something else, don't you?
Yes. James is going to the LaRue branch at 4:30 of the library for the turkey program. And the 25th, Monday the 25th, hike with the naturalist at the Tallgrass Trail, and he's starting out at DeCliff
uh-huh.
at 8 a.m., and as we said, that's where the new pavilion is. And there is also a porta potty there. And I think it's easier to get to DeCliff going out 95.
Yes.
And then you, what I do, and I don't have the roads in front of me.
Would you turn right on Espyville?
No.
No.
Because you're going to DeCliff. What I
yeah.
do is take it out to New Bloomington. You know, you
yes,
95,
right,
you go
right.
over the railroad yeah. track by the Marathon Station
right.
and then come up to the stop sign. The bar is across the street. You're going to turn right there. And then that turns into Augusta Northern, I believe.
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
And so you're going to turn left on the first street, and it's something DeCliff.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll take that up to DeCliff. Turn right again, and then you'll turn into the parking lot right before the trail between the trail
GPS.
And the Coon Hunters
yeah.
Club
oh.
house there is out there,
was that,
too.
Oh,
the Coon Hunters
I
Club
didn't know
house
we had
is
one.
Out there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's right out by DeCliff. So he's doing that. And on the Wednesday, the 27th, is the Friends of Prairie Park Foundation meeting. We meet at 7 p.m. in the downstairs meeting room at Heritage Hall, Marion County Historical Society. You
from NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
We're back once again with Janine Williams. Okay.
We were at the Wednesday the 27th Friends of Prairie Parks meeting. So you at the Heritage Hall, the County Marion County Historical Society, you enter at the lower level, which is on State Street where the blue canopy is. And everyone is welcome to attend. We appreciate visitors there also. And that's what's going on in November at the Tallgrass, Marion County Park District / Tallgrass Trail. And as you can see, it's getting chillier.
Yes.
And so there's fewer programs this time of year.
Yeah, and the bicycle thing probably will be pretty quiet.
The adaptive bicycle?
Yeah.
Well, and as long as it's safe for folks to be out,
they can bundle them up.
Derek is willing to be out there.
Well, that's good.
And then with programming coming up after the first of the year, we had started I believe this would be at least our fourth winter hike series.
Oh,
it's the second Saturday of January, February, and March.
No kidding.
January, we have our, what do we call it? Cold hike?
Yeah. Well, the winter hike, yeah.
The winter hikes, and those are 1 to 4 in the afternoon.
And what do you see on a winter hike?
It's amazing what you see on a winter hike, Charlie.
Yeah. Really?
Because there's snow covering the ground doesn't mean the critters are all hibernating.
Yeah. You won't find snakes, though.
Not usually. They're usually hibernating. They like warmth.
They like warmth, yeah. So do turtles.
And turtles.
You know, I found that at once. I talked to a conservationist. I said, why do turtles gather on logs in the sunshine? That's to aid their digestion.
Okay.
So, simple as that.
And, you know, you'll see snakes on the trail, and I always just look out for them.
Yeah, right.
Because they're there. Because the asphalt will hold the heat of
that's
the sun,
right. Yes.
And they're looking for warmth. If you don't bother them, they're not going to bother you.
No. In fact,
by the bridges is when we see a lot of turtles logs. And they will be lined up there. I remember one time counting over 20.
No kidding. Wow. Yep. Isn't that something?
So that's really neat. But our hikes... Then it's kind of like show and go, and James goes out at around 1:30 and leads a hike. And I bring hot cocoa, hot cider. Okay, I've got the mixes, so I just have water. And I do bring mini marshmallows because you have to have marshmallows in your hot cocoa, right,
that's
Charlie?
For sure, yeah.
And I do. Cookies and snacks and things. And, I remembered. January is the polar bear hike.
Really?
We call it the polar bear hike in January. February is the Valentine hike. bring your sweetheart. Yeah. And Shamrock Hike
for March
because it's St. Patrick's Day, and the second Saturday is usually right around St. Patrick's Day.
So do the, I suppose the average person sees more than just pavement ahead of them as they hike.
Mm-hmm.
You keep their eyes open for anything
else. You keep
else.
Your eyes open to see which birds are still around, flying around.
That's right.
Checking out who's coming to their home and following the trail. Yeah. And you look and you'll see little things skittering.
Yeah.
And when you go with James, he can point out where somebody is down there breathing.
Yeah, yeah.
And
James is good.
James is we are very fortunate to have James.
Isn't that right?
He is wonderful. He and his wife, Jessica, is also a wonderful help.
Well, good. All right.
And
without something or a personnel like that, there's nothing to do, nothing to see.
Right. And James has been, all along, and he's doing more so, like with this cooperation with the library. He's been doing programs with the library, and Diane Watson works at the library now, and she said the programs that James does at the library are some of the best attended
Is
programs.
Right? Well, that's good to hear.
And so it's things that people are wanting to learn about.
Yeah.
And we just finished Trail of Treats, and in September we had our fall festival where they, come out to the trail and there's doing different crafts. Chad Grody, the wildlife officer, had the archery.
Yes.
We had that set up, and that's always very popular.
Oh, I love archery, yeah.
And we did, the kids were able to paint a pumpkin, get their face painted, and the girls, I'm thinking River Valley is where the girls came from the FFA. Their FFA has been very supportive with our programming.
Yeah.
And they did a fantastic job of painting faces.
Well, that's good.
We had several different things that they can do. They had bowling with a pumpkin, and they also had hula hoops where they had pumpkins set up in this big area, and you kind of like a ring toss with the pumpkin.
Wow.
And we had around 300 people plus that day.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
Trail.
I mean, because, just basically, that trail is a long way from the edge of town, you might say.
It's a destination.
Yeah, it's just past Whirlpool.
Mm-hmm.
And, to get all those kids out there and everything, that's super.
And we had it in June last year. And I believe Wayne Fowler is going to do it again in June, is the paleontology in the park.
Okay,
that is a wonderfully well-attended program. And we actually had a paleontologist and his sidekick.
Wow.
And we had them, because it was a hot day, we had them set up inside the Nature Center. So they were kind of guarding the goodies.
Yeah.
And when I went in to check on restocking things, and the paleontologist came over and he said, "I haven't found one of your goodies that I don't like yet." He enjoyed those, and he counted, I want to say 325 or 350 people.
Wow.
And he only counted the ones that came up to the table to talk to them.
Okay, yeah.
So if there were people that were lingering on the outer edge and didn't come up and interact with him, he didn't count them. So we had more people. And we also had different dinosaur activities.
Yes.
They could dig for dinosaur bones. And when you dug the pieces, you can put them together. And then we had a passport to the past. is what we call it, where they kind of do a scavenger hunt and they do the different activities.
Oh, okay, yes.
And then they get them marked, and then we stamp them with a dinosaur stamp.
Oh,
and if
yeah.
they get, I think it's at least four, then they get to go back to the table and pick out a fossil.
Oh.
It's, and Wayne has it set up so as you're heading west on the trail, all these signs of what's going, you know, what happened.
Okay.
And
yeah.
it's so many thousands of years between each sign, you know, for
yes,
each
right.
sign. It's just amazing. And he has his daughters come up from Columbus and his son-in-law and help him also. We have volunteers. And when it comes time to take down, you let somebody that knows what they're doing pull the history.
Yes.
Because that way they get it in order, then he can put
oh,
it
sure.
up the next
That's
year
right.
easier.
Yeah.
And we also had the gentleman that was a student at Ohio State Marion 22, 23 years ago when they found...
Hold on.
Or, I mean, 43
yeah.
years, 43 years ago when they found the woolly mammoth. We had
oh,
a woolly
okay,
mammoth.
Yes, okay.
Mastodons, other places around us, but
yeah.
ours was a woolly mammoth. And thank God the gentleman that was digging realized he had something. But this guy helped... dig
yeah,
you know dig those
right.
bones up when he was a student over 40 years ago
oh.
and he's come and he has the best time. He is so good. Uh-huh. And we so it's just we have programming. The Kiddos in the Park is a summer program for preschoolers that James and his wife Jessica work with, and they come on Fridays in the summer,
yeah.
not Fair Friday.
Yeah.
And they're there for a couple hours, and they bring an adult with them. And they do nature walks, they learn about nature, they do an activity, and then we invite them to bring your lunch, and after the program, have lunch there, and kids can play on the playground. That has just grown
yeah, I'm
immensely.
Really, really tickled to death, because I've been a member of the Crawford Park District for years.
Okay.
And they have oodles of programs over there. And now you're developing, now what we need in Crawford County, Timken Foundation donated $300,000 to build a building with a small auditorium.
How fortunate.
Wouldn't that be nice here? Of course, I think eventually, don't you people want to extend that trail back into Marion somehow, if possible?
If possible, there's...
It would take a lot of doing.
It would take a lot of doing. A trail doesn't happen overnight.
No.
But we had so many yeah. folks that helped make this happen
yeah.
over the years.
I remember when Jack Telfer made his first contact with the railroads. He said, well, Charlie, for $375,000, we can get that trail.
Oh, yeah, and that's just a...
Just the beginning.
Drop in the bucket.
Yeah, right.
You can buy the property.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
that's why it takes, and
all,
it takes
the...
maintenance also.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the guys have been working on sealing cracks, because there's different, you know, each section, but roughly a mile or so was done and then connected to the next section as we moved out
yeah,
west.
Yeah, right.
And it's interesting how it's aged, depending on where it is,
sure,
the
yeah.
exposure and
yeah.
the coverage of the trees or tree roots, because we've had
oh, the maintenance, yes.
with tree roots, and
oh,
we
boy.
Do have maintenance. And we have, you know, we've got folks that volunteer to adopt the end, you know, at the crossroads.
Right.
And, you know, we have, if you've noticed, we don't have ballards. We have a U-shape section
yeah.
cut out. You've noticed that,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And we have plantings in there.
Great.
That's a newer concept.
Okay.
And it's safer for riders, because if you go through the planning as opposed to going into a Ballard,
I remember one bicyclist was killed over in the Mount Vernon area.
Yeah.
I almost got it too. I wasn't looking what I was doing. I ran into it. Oh.
Yeah, it they're very non-forgiving.
Yeah. And at that time, each one had a lock on it in case somebody was injured.
Charlie, rumor has it, one year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, back again with Janine Williams. Okay, we've been talking about the bike trail and everything connected to it, all the different programs. And Janine, for people who have never been there might be a few listening that have never been there. How do you get to it?
Okay, the trailhead is at 2093 Holland Road West.
Now, is there a number?
2093.
Yeah. Can you find that number out there?
It's on the big sign.
Oh, it is? Okay.
There's a big sign in front of it between the two driveways.
I often have to laugh. People give a number of someplace, and they don't
And there's no them. Number no anywhere. Number. I know.
Yeah.
excuse me. But that's... but you can... So you can also go to Her Road.
Yeah.
Where the old DKMM used to be. If people remember where that was.
Delaware Knox,
Marion Morrow. And what they did there, we have a lake there, Marion Community Foundation Lake. And that lake actually was made when the DKMM was there. And they took...
Yeah, that's a landfill.
The soil and put it on the landfill, and you'll see
there's like a mountain,
and if you look there's a little mountain there, and they also put it on the other landfill.
Yeah, and then there's ventilators.
Mm-hmm. And those have to be checked. I think it's initially, I want to say 25 years after the landfill closes.
Yeah.
Unless there's an issue, then it can be a lot longer.
Yeah. I can just picture some of that garbage gurgling. But
well, and it does. It decomposes and it shifts. This is why you don't want people out there wandering in the landfill.
Right.
And when we found, because we have an interpretive sign for our woolly mammoth looking out over the landfill.
Oh, okay.
But the county of Marion, city of Marion has a fence around there. It's safety purposes.
Yes, right.
We don't want anyone going digging for woolly mammoth bones because things can shift. As things degrade, they collapse in, and we don't want anybody to get hurt. The city doesn't want anybody to get hurt. So we have our interpretive sign there. As you're going down the trail, it's kind of a catty corner across from the drinking fountain by the porta potty.
Right.
So that's available there. But we have the parking lot at the trailhead. And then off Her Road, we have an 11-car gravel parking lot.
Yeah, okay. Bordering the lake, is it?
It's on the side of the lake.
Yeah, on the west side.
And there is a trail, a crushed stone trail, that goes around that connects, both ends of it connect to the trail.
Yeah.
So you can do a walk all the way around the lake.
That's
or
great.
Ride.
Yeah.
Just be aware with your bicycle that it is a crushed gravel yeah. trail.
And an interesting thing, too, that happens to be the Marion Airfoils.
The Marion Airfoils, actually, they are still there.
Yeah.
They rent that property from us.
Oh, is that right?
They were grandfathered in when we bought that property from the city.
Oh, really?
And so they actually have a separate gate next to ours for their accessibility. And if they are flying one of the most primo places to watch them fly is from our cantilever deck off the trail.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You've got an unobstructed view.
Yes.
And they do a couple, like...
At least a couple a year.
They do a couple times a year
right.
where they have an open house, for lack of a better term, yeah. like an open house there.
Yeah, helicopters, and all kinds of radio control planes.
And my, you know, I went a couple of years ago, and my concept of a remote control plane was, you know, small.
Yes.
They can be 100 inches.
Yeah.
Wingtip to wingtip. And I saw those, and I'm like... Whoa, that's a little bigger than I thought it was.
Yeah.
And I just sat down and talked to people, and I learned a lot just from the folks
right,
that were
yeah.
sitting there that do that. But watching it, and if it's a nice day, they will be. So if you're walking around and you hear the planes,
yeah.
look.
Duck.
And if you get up there and you see the chain across, that is there. For everyone's safety.
Yeah, sure.
Because they'll put it up when they're flying yeah. so nobody's in that area.
And Terry just brought us some treats here. He's one of the organizers of that.
Yes,
he's big into it. Well, I tell you, he's the one that flew a drone into Lady
yes.
Justice. Yes.
Around
and it
Lady
got
Justice.
All over the world
got
in
caught,
newspapers.
Didn't it get caught on Lady
yeah,
Justice?
Yeah, it got caught. And... it was in the London Times newspaper, even.
Really?
That was when drones were just beginning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, he got county commissioners got all riled up.
Well, you kind of have to ask permission.
But this, he was taking pictures of Lady Justice
mm-hmm.
and got too close. But the company, Mid-States, came, and with a little pole, they flipped it off.
They
no
just...
problem.
And that Lady Liberty wouldn't be up there without you.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah.
But nobody remembers, hardly anybody, unless they're old, remembers that. Well, I'll have to bring a couple of pictures in here and show the guys.
But, so we have the parking lot there. There's, at 203, there's a small stone lot. And
that would be south of Big Island. 203, is that right?
It's not real far out.
No.
And then, of course, there's the big 19-car asphalt parking lot with a pavilion and a porta-pot in DeKalb.
No kidding, wow.
And that's, I really campaigned for that porta-pot out there. And Dan was like, okay, well, we'll put it in, you know, when it gets warmer. I said, no, I really think we need to get that out there now. And once he got it out there, because he was thinking I was coming from the girls' viewpoint.
Yeah.
But he told me there were several mature gentlemen
mm-hmm.
that said, Dan, thank you for getting that porta pot out there.
That's right. I know what he was talking about.
So, and there's a little pull off near Riley Road, and you know that Riley Road, the train went under the road.
Yeah.
So guess what we did?
You build a
we
tunnel?
Tunneled under the road, and that's really cool to
yeah.
see that. And there's a ramp going up onto Riley Road, so you can access the road there.
Yeah.
And that's like, I want to say 2.8 miles from DeKalb is Riley Road.
Okay.
So you're less than 2 miles then from the end of the trail at the Hardin County line, which there are some plantings and trees and bench. And we have benches scattered along the trail, not just at
That's
the parking
nice.
Lots.
Yes, yes.
Because we've had Eagle Scouts make us benches. We have had churches. I know First Church of the Nazarene has made a couple benches
wow.
and put them along the trail.
No
kidding. And it's really nice, especially as we were saying earlier, folks who are recuperating. Because I used to see last year, I used to see a gentleman walk with his walker.
Oh.
And there's one, not even a quarter mile out, there was a bench. And I would see him stop there, and I'd just stop and say hi to
yeah.
him, talk to him. And he said, whoever had the idea for this, this is wonderful.
That's great.
And he was asking me how far. And then I know the one towards the end of the summer, he got all the way to the cantilever deck, which has benches on it.
Yeah, okay.
So he was able to walk. Because he could sit there and rest, he could go there.
Well, that's good.
And then
yeah.
knew he could rest on his way back.
I once saw on another trail a bench with an artist sitting on it.
And oh, a statue?
Yeah, he was, well, an artist. He was doing the landscape.
Oh.
And what a great opportunity, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And we have, I'm trying to think where it is. It's past her road, but it's not as far as Schmidt. There is one that's on the south side of the trail. It's a double bench.
Oh,
and
really?
That one was put in honor of Tom Bostick.
Oh, no kidding.
And it's covered also.
Yeah.
So you can sit and look over the fields
Tom,
either
yeah.
direction.
Tom, what's his status?
Tom Bostick
yeah.
retired, and he is spending part of his time in Florida and part of his time, I want to say, near Nashville.
I remember Tom. He bicycled to work every day. He was a great bicycler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
In fact, I think he used to do a sag wagon, too,
mm-hmm.
for the Popcorn 100.
And he sagged for the hot tamale. And Tom would even wear a red and white striped Where's Waldo shirt for
yeah,
the hot tamale.
That's good. Yeah, wow. That's something. Oh, 11:57 is the time. We got about 2 minutes left in the program today. So, we like to encourage everyone to come out and try the bike trail. And
the other parks in Marion County.
Well, that's right, because Marion County Park District has five.
Five.
Okay, you've got Paradise,
mm-hmm.
the Greenspur, Myers Woods, and, of course, the bike trail.
And Caledonia, there is a property in Caledonia.
Yeah, if it can never get to it.
But we've been looking at ways to safely access it.
Do you know that bridge that spans the Little Scioto, or the old...
It was moved from LaRue, wasn't it?
It was moved from Espyville Road.
Oh, okay.
That was the Espyville Bridge over the Scioto.
And they gifted it to Caledonia.
It was pulled by a truck. Put on a truck and pulled to that location, but condemned in the meantime. It can never be used unless
and
it was rebuilt.
In order to rebuild it, we are talking millions with an M.
Oh, yeah.
Now, over in Mount Vernon area, they had a bridge similar situation, and what they did was built another bridge in the middle.
Oh.
So that's one option.
Yeah.
Now, building a whole new bridge is an option. We do have it fenced off to protect people.
Right, right.
And unfortunately, people will knock the fence down, go
exactly,
up on that.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's not safe to go on. Please don't do that.
There's a lot of land in there that someday can be developed into the park district.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it goes. We have just about a minute left in the program today.
Well, thank
Janine
you for
Williams,
having us on.
You've been a volunteer. Oh, my land. I remember when I had my operation, my heart attack, and they had a fundraiser for me afterwards, and you were a kingpin in that. And I still have one of the pillows you made, and it's great.
With my vision of a bicycle,
yes,
outline on it.
Yeah. Oh boy, that was some time. That was 2004.
Wasn't here it that is already. Long ago, Charlie.
That was 15 years ago.
Well, I'm glad you're still here.
For a while, at least.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, let me see. It's time to go. Thank you very much.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor, best known for his role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Asner.
You have always lived a very public